What I believe deep in my mind doesn't align with my dream. What I believe deep in my mind doesn't align with my dream. If not, I must direct it to value what will be. See how it contributes to all humanity.
Principle number two is gain the support of your subconscious mind. So often when people hear what principle number two is about, their immediate reaction is, oh my God, no, anything but that. We've been fighting ever since we met. And to that I laugh and tell them that's not really true. You just have to understand how the subconscious mind works. The truth is, your subconscious mind is completely supportive of you. She has only one function, and that is to agree. When you have a heart's desire or you have a conscious focus on something you intend to create, your subconscious mind will agree. And so if you say to your subconscious mind, I want to create a meaningful job, she will say, yes, you want to create a meaningful job. And then you say, subconscious mind, meaningful work doesn't pay very well. And she will say, yes, meaningful work doesn't pay very well. And so you immediately run into a creative impasse, because the function of the subconscious mind is only oriented to agree with you. There is one thing you absolutely need to know about the subconscious mind, and that is truly, it is only her desire to agree with you, and that she does not have a quality called deduction. The subconscious mind works very literally. I'm going to share with you an interesting little vignette in my own life with Patrick that very much reflects the same dynamic as your conscious and your subconscious mind. When I first met Patrick 16 years ago, we were just early dating. It was this time of year. And Patrick said to me, I'm going to get off work about 10:30 at night. Would you like to go camping? And I said, sure, I'd like to go camping. I'd never been camping before in my life. And he says, do you know how to camp? And I thought, sure. I've never done it before, but, I mean, how hard is it? And he goes, well, could you get everything ready? And I said, sure, no problem. You know, in those dating days, you're like, no problem. You know, your enthusiasm's up. He said, okay, well, here's what I need you to do. I'll get the tent and the sleeping bags, and what I want you to do is get some burgers, get some buns, get some stuff to eat and grab a few charcoal, and I'll meet you at 10. And I said, no problem. So I go get all my stuff. I'm excited. We're going camping. And I pick Patrick up, and he lugs out all this camping gear, and it's in the back seat of the car. And we go off, and now it's pretty late. So we go off. We get up to the mountains, and we park, and we set up the tent. And Patrick goes, I'm starving. And he's so excited, and he's setting everything up, and he says, where's the charcoal? And I handed him the charcoal, and he's working, and he said, okay, we're done, and let's get the fire going. Where's the charcoal? And I said, it's in your hand. And he had this little Tupperware in his hand, and inside the Tupperware were a few charcoal. Because Patrick said, grab a few charcoal. And in my mind, I had an image of he was country boy. I thought, rubbing sticks together, and I thought the few charcoal were just going to be the catalyst to the campfire. And he's looking at me 150 miles from nowhere with cold hot dogs and four charcoals going, you're kidding, right? And I'm saying, what? You asked for a few charcoal. You should have said, grab a bag of charcoal. It's not my fault. It was like our first real moment of truth. But do you know that's how your subconscious mind is? I had another fellow come to me at one time, and he said, I know what I want. I said, are you sure? And he goes, I know what I want. I said, are you clear about it? I'm clear. I want money. I said, okay. So he goes away with his image of money. He ends up in Las Vegas playing the slots. I want money. Well, he hit the slots. He hit the nickel machine. And he had buckets and buckets and buckets full of money that added up to about $210. So then he goes, okay, I get it. I made the mistake. I want lots of money. So then he's got this image in his mind. I want thousands and thousands of dollars in my hands. Off he goes with that image. Next thing you know, he finds himself employed in a bank. Well, he's got thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars going into and then right out of his hands. And then finally, he gets it. I want to make a lot of money doing something creative that I get to keep and spend. And then he went from the bank into the Board of Trade and learned how to make money that he could keep and spend. But he had to go through several phases of learning that the subconscious mind will say, yes, yes, yes. But she can only work with what you give her. You know, consider your subconscious mind like the guy in the fast food restaurant. You go, and I want a cheeseburger, french fries, and a Coke. Well, he's not in there thinking, oh, that's a little bit too much fat. You should probably have, you know, the grilled chicken, water. I mean, he's only going, yes, okay. He's not in there going, are you sure? Your subconscious mind is as accommodating as any other server that you've encountered in wanting to serve you. But you are the one in command, your conscious mind.